Don't fit? Here's a tip. Head to DXL. Anyone can make a bigger shirt.
Can Mexico talk its way out of tariffs? I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. They're still set to go into effect Monday. Fox's Rachel Sutherland live in Washington.
Dave, Mexican Foreign Minister Marcelo Ebrard says progress is being made on the talks.
Continue discussing the several points that we proposed.
The Washington Post is reporting negotiators are looking at a plan to overhaul asylum rules, requiring people leaving Central America to make their claims in the next safe country. President Trump defending the levies.
Tariffs are a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful word if you know how to use them properly.
Some Republicans and Democrats in Congress say they'll try to block the tariffs. Dave.
Well, Rachel, as for those critics, the president also tells Fox.
There are some Republicans, too. I think they should be ashamed of themselves. But we have Pelosi. We have Brian Chuck Schumer, who's a disaster, by the way. He's a total political, you know, jerk.
And the president also called Speaker Pelosi a nasty, vindictive, horrible person.
Her name? It's Nervous Nancy, because she's a nervous wreck.
Pelosi has said, reportedly, she'd prefer he go to prison than impeachment. The frontrunner in the Democratic race to evict President Trump from the White House, Joe Biden, is changing his position on an issue, no longer supporting a congressional ban on federal funding of abortions.
If I believe health care is a right, as I do, I can no longer support an amendment that makes that right dependent on someone's zip code.
Former Vice President Biden said that in Georgia last night, one of several states with new laws restricting abortion. More Russian meddling, this time in the Philippine Sea. A U.S. warship had to make a quick maneuver to avoid colliding with a Russian destroyer, which got within 50 feet of the USS Chancellorsville this morning. It was stormy again in the Midwest and South.
The tree fell through my house and actually landed on my back. And me and my three-year-old were trapped.
He's in Louisiana, where a man was killed in flash flooding. And heavy rain put more homes and roads underwater in Arkansas and Oklahoma. This is Fox News.
All money managers might seem the same, but while some give their clients cookie-cutter portfolios, Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to your goals and needs. Some only call when they have something to sell. Fisher calls regularly, so you stay informed. And while some advisors are happy to earn commissions whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come from other money managers. So if you're in or nearing retirement, talk with us and find out why investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
Michael Flynn, the national security advisor President Trump fired 2 years ago, has yet to be sentenced for lying to the FBI about his communications with the Russian ambassador. But Flynn has fired his attorneys, hiring new lawyers. A voicemail a soon-to-be ex-Flynn attorney got from a former Trump attorney is now public.
Robert Mueller examined the 2017 voicemail message the president's former attorney John Dowd left as part of the special counsel's obstruction of justice inquiry. On the voicemail, Dowd is heard asking Robert Kellner, an attorney for Michael Flynn.
We need some kind of heads up, just for the sake of protecting all interests if we can.
A partial transcript of the voicemail was included in the Mueller report, but Dowd denies the voicemail was an effort to stop Flynn's cooperation with the special counsel, saying in a statement Mueller never asked him about the allegations, quote, despite having numerous opportunities to do so. In Washington, Sean Langell, Fox News.
Texas's Republican governor has signed a bill allowing more guns in schools to counter the threat of shootings a year after a massacre at Santa Fe High School that left 10 dead, but critics fear it could lead to dangerous misfirings.
School districts will be allowed to place as many armed teachers or school employees on campus as they see fit. The new law would also train teachers to recognize mental health problems and create threat assessment teams to help identify potentially dangerous students. Lawmakers also approved separate measures to harden campuses with metal detectors, vehicle barriers, new security doors, shooter alarm systems, and with other means. Lisa Lacera, Fox News.
In less than a half hour, we'll find out how many people were hired last month. Economists expect about 180,000 jobs were created last month. On Wall Street, ahead of that, stock futures are rising. In hockey, St. Louis beat Boston 2-1, so the Blues are now one win away from getting hockey's Stanley Cup. Game 6 will be Sunday. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Hey, good morning. Local news brought to you by Rhonda Lash, loan officer with CIBM Mortgage. Rhonda and her team at CIBM Mortgage want to make the home buying process easy. Get pre-approved today. Call Rhonda, 390-9310, or email rhonda.lash@cibmmortgage.com.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Menicelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Two local principals are out of their jobs. Uni High School Director Jeff Walkington is leaving after a decade. The News Gazette says on the same day he made that announcement, urban school officials said some necessary restructuring will mean that Dolores Brown will be out as the leader of Urbana High School. The district plans to come out with more details in a few days, they say. Champaign is seeking input from Garden Hills residents about ways to cut down on their energy consumption and save money on utility bills. The next workshop is set for June 13th at the Developmental Services Center at 5:30 p.m. Two people from Champaign are accused of trying to use someone else's credit card at an area retailer. 36-year-old Charnell Brown was charged with felony burglary and theft with deceptive practices. 24-year-old Chanel Jackson was charged with felony identity theft and burglary. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Menicelli.
Hi, it's Rhonda Lash, loan officer with CIBM Bank. We know some of you are exploring, and we know some of you are expecting, and some looking to retire. From your first house, one big enough for all the kids, to that warm vacation escape. So that's why we want to make it easy and lend you the money that you need. So come see me, Rhonda Lash, at CIBM Bank.
Upgrading or buying? Email rhonda.lash@cibmmortgage.com or call 390-9310. LS number 177-2943.
ESPN 93.5 3-day weekend weather brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist, from simple to simply magnificent. Two locations, Village at the Crossing, Champaign, Cunningham, and Urbana. 367 Rose or blossombasket.com.
It looks good, Stevie. Partly cloudy today with a high 84. 61 our low tonight. 78 the high tomorrow. Some clouds. A 20% chance of showers late. 50% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms on Sunday's forecast. High 80. Low 65. RC Fest going on in Monticello with Horizon Hobbies. I'm going to be doing my live broadcast tomorrow between 11 and 1. Should be lots of fun and a totally free family event. We're at 68 now on ESPN 93.5.
Thank you, Diane Ducey. It is Friday. We welcome Congressman Rodney Davis into the studio, 13th Congressional District. Always working. Always.
That's great.
I mean, do you take time off to practice your baseball or no?
6 a.m. every day we're in D.C. We did 3 days last week, although I didn't have as good a scrimmage on Wednesday as I'd hoped. But that's all right. I got time to bounce back.
Still feels good to square it up, doesn't it?
It does, except when you got a 50-mile-an-hour, what they think is a fastball coming at you, and you're way out in front of it, and you about spin yourself into the ground.
Oh, man, that sounds quick, 50 miles an hour. That's good.
Oh, man.
Congressman Davis, okay, the news this morning on the threat on tariffs on Mexico that would begin Monday and then grow through the fall to be a lot of percentages on the Mexican goods. It looks like Mexico has deployed some troops to slow some of the migration. What's your take on all of this?
You know, this is a very tenuous game that the administration is putting forth right now with the threats of tariffs. You know, I certainly hope that the president, through Vice President Pence, Secretary Pompeo, meeting with the Mexican leaders, can come up with a solution before these tariffs go into effect, because it can be devastating to our local economy, our local farmers, and what we do here in North America. And I do believe politically it takes everybody's eye off the ball of what is really important, and that's to ratify one of Trump's campaign promises to renegotiate NAFTA. The USMCA is sitting there waiting for Nancy Pelosi to put it on the floor of the House. I think if these tariffs go into effect, that can stop us from moving a good policy like that forward.
But without this, she would move it through?
I think it would put more pressure on her because what happens now, Stevie, is that, you know, the folks that are going to be most affected by this are farmers, are manufacturers, if these tariffs go into effect. They're looking at that tariff story. They're looking, wondering what's going to happen Monday. Instead of planning ahead and helping those of us who want to see this agreement pass, put pressure on Democrats to get the bill called to the floor and to cast votes. Look, there are a lot of Democrat legislators in districts that free trade matters. They don't want to vote for anything that's going to give President Trump a victory.
Yeah.
But when their constituents come knocking, their constituents come out, the groups like the Farm Bureau say, we got to get this done. That's the pressure that they need to force the Democrat leadership to do what's right.
Okay. So what if something happens and the tariffs don't go in? Is it a victory for Donald Trump?
Absolutely, it is. And I'll stand back. And I'm not a big tariff guy. You know, there are times when they work. There are times when they're needed. But as you saw with the steel and aluminum tariffs, they worked. They got us focusing on illegally dumped steel that's subsidized by countries like China. But now they're gone because he did what he said he was going to do. Jobs went back to plants in my district. We have a steel manufacturing industry right now. He likes tariffs. And it's ironic because most Democrats I serve with that act like they're for free trade now, but then quietly don't want us to pass the USMCA. They used to be for tariffs before Trump was.
Yeah, right. No, and I think he could say open borders and they'd say it's irresponsible. I don't think Donald Trump can say anything the Democrats will chime in on. I think it's all gone political, hasn't it?
Oh, 100. If I could say there's anything over 100% certainty here, I would.
So what happens between now and 2020? I mean, impeachment? What's next for the House?
I do believe the Dems won't be able to hold off. And I hope I'm wrong, Stevie.
Pelosi, stand by, record this. Smartest person in the room, as far as I'm concerned, from what it means, I think, to their party. Generally, this is going to be very obviously divisive, and I don't know if it's going to help in their chances, but you got 25 at least on the core of the Democratic left that are just kind of running the ship here.
Well, it's the most powerful people in the committees of jurisdiction that we have in the House of Representatives on the Democratic side are the ones pressuring the Speaker the most. So much so that she made that comment just a few days ago.
Yeah.
She doesn't want to see him impeached. She wants to see him in jail. For what?
Well, exactly. And she's doing that to appease them, right? To say those kinds of words that
but it,
terribly irresponsible.
You know, in this, you know, I can tell you, all that Democratic civility right there. You know, those are the types of issues that show that the pressure that she's getting. And look at recent polling. 75% of people in a recent poll polled think that AOC is the face of the Democratic Party. And there is no way that face of the Democratic Party, that is AOC and some of the newer members of Congress that are very far left, are going to settle for anything but impeachment proceedings against this president. And if they do it, I think he'll win in a landslide in re-election.
What does this mean for the Democratic nominee for president? I have said from the beginning, I don't think it's Joe Biden. I think it's got to be somebody left of Joe Biden. And who is that? Who is it going to be?
Well, I agree with you, Stevie, and I've said it before in other outlets. I think Joe Biden just experienced yesterday what he's going to experience as the front runner with 3,500 Democratic candidates running against him. And they're all going to focus their ire on him. He flip-flopped on the Hyde Amendment. Yeah. At what point does a party believe that infanticide and abortion at any age, at any part of a pregnancy, is the right decision?
Even the baby's laying on the counter at 9 months, correct? I mean, so the Hyde Amendment funds abortions from the federal government. He flip-flopped on that last night. But he came off the teleprompter, read his notes. It was a quick ad. Yeah. But that's the kind of acquiescing he's going to do.
That's what he's going to do. I mean, I can remember sitting at the 2004 convention, and we're waving our arms, flip-flop, flip-flop, because John Kerry was for it before he was against it.
Right.
I mean, Joe Biden's out a month into the campaign, and he's already flip-flop on an issue that's going to kill him in these blue-collar areas. And that is something that shows that he may be the front-runner, but he doesn't act like a front runner right now, because if you're a front runner, you hold your ground.
Well, John Hickenlooper, former governor of Colorado, is in California, and he says socialism is not the answer politically. Boo! Who's it going to be? It's going to have to be Kamala Harris. It's going to have to be Bernie.
It's going to be Bernie, I think.
Wow, you know? That's a socialist. Are you kidding?
But
wow.
Remember, there's a whole generation after, you know, our generation that don't really. They never lived during the Cold War. You know, when we grew up, We knew what communism was. We knew what socialism was. And I would urge anyone who doesn't understand what socialism is, go travel to Cuba. Beautiful country. I'm glad I've gotten to go a couple times. But if you think that form of government is what the United States of America needs, if you care about environmental standards, then go there and ask why they're burning straight oil into their utility in a power generator in Havana Bay. And ask about ergonomic standards and also health and safety standards at the cigar factory I toured, where it's one of the best jobs they have in that country. Go to Venezuela. You want to see socialism at work? You want to see why Bernie Sanders would fail miserably as a president?
Well, they say that's not what they're talking about. That's not what we're talking about. Democratic. The reason people support is they think everything's free. And they don't understand how demotivating the system. If you're on the five that are going to run the Politburo, it'd be a good gig. But you know, I'd rather have 330 million people try to run something.
I government is not the answer to solving America's problems. It's the private sector. It's the marketplace. It's freedom that we enjoy here and we take for granted. And today, the day after the 75th anniversary of D-Day, there's no better day to talk about the sacrifices that our heroes have made to allow us to be in the freest country in the history of the world and the fairest country.
Mm.
So many opportunities here. My dad just celebrated 60 years working with McDonald's. A guy who walked into a McDonald's in 1959, started flipping burgers and shucking fries, and somebody believed in him enough to allow him to achieve his American dream, got a franchise, moved us to Illinois. My mom was a high school dropout. My family achieved the American dream because of this great country, because of the people who fought at D-Day. And I've been to those cliffs. You ever been to Normandy?
Yes.
When you look out over those cliffs and you realize, imagine being a soldier. That boat door dropped, boom, and you got to wade through the water, then go up a beach. I just saw a story. There was a picture of a soldier who commanded 901 men on Omaha Beach that day. By the time they got through the 500 yards of Omaha Beach, he was down to 387.
Man, it's unbelievable. Congressman Rodney Davis, appreciate you stopping by. It's always a pleasure. By the way, I interviewed Dick McDonald back in the 80s after they'd sold everything, Dick and Maurice McDonald.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I had him on the air, and he says, yeah, my grandson doesn't understand why we go to McDonald's and I don't get it for free.
That's awesome. I don't think my brother gives it to me for free up here either.
Yeah, which one do you guys own now?
He owns eight of them up
all
in here.
Around here. So yeah, okay, that's awesome.
He's great, and I'm proud of them, and they're doing a great job. And I met a bunch of the managers from these stores down at my dad's celebration Tuesday.
You guys rolled your sleeves up. You got her done. The Davises got it done. Your dad got it done because he worked really, really hard.
He did.
And that's how it works. And but unfortunately, I talked to a World War II Nazi. He was shooting down Nazis in World War II. Lloyd died a few years ago, and I was on an airplane with him. He was 90 years old, and he was talking about the war. We talked for 2 hours. I said, Lloyd, what happened? He said, it's my fault. I said, what do you mean it's your fault? He said, I made it too damn easy. And isn't that the case where we expect things, we take things for granted, we don't appreciate as much because that's what we are owed.
Oh, 100%.
Well, that's not going to work.
Nah, I'm sure my dad with me and my brother and sister probably had that Lloyd moment too. I've done too damn much. He's made it too easy. But you know what? You can't forget history. And the history, you know, just looking at my family and where my family had the ability to achieve whatever dream my dad wanted, my mom wanted, and it happened. And now, look at what my brother's been able to accomplish, and all because of so many people in this great country that have sacrificed for our freedoms.
Yeah, yeah, and I don't know if we understand that it can go quickly. It's not a given that this stays the same.
No.
And we better go with urgency to keep it.
Yeah, absolutely. Look at it's in the last two decades, Venezuela has gone from the most prosperous nation in Central America to people wondering where they're going to get their next meal and eating dirt to have sustenance.
Yep.
Congressman Davis, a pleasure. Thank you. Always a pleasure to see you. Thank you.
Have
a wonderful weekend. Thank you.
Thank you.
Congressman Rodney Davis, 13th Congressional District, ESPN 93.5. We check your forecast. When do you get it to Gerber? When you... Gerber collision? When you back into someone who's backing out, that's when you get it to Gerber. Locations throughout Central Illinois, GerberCollision.com, or call 8777-GERBER to find your nearest Gerber location.
We've got a high 84 expected, 61 our low tonight, partly cloudy conditions, more clouds tomorrow, a 20% chance of showers late, high 78, low 66. The scattered shower chance on Sunday at 50%. We've got a high 80 expected, down to around 65. Back to work on Monday with a high 72. 60 now, ESPN 93.5.
Check your Fox Business Minute brought to you this morning by Eric Boland at Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Eric at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com. Ran a little long with the congressman. We'll touch on a few sports headlines coming up. Mike Ditka, Brother Johnny, 10 minutes away, 7:20.
From the Fox Business Network, Norwegian Cruise Line says the discontinuation of stops in Cuba will cut into its business. The company says all schedules calling on Cuban ports are being revised. CEO Frank Del Rio says the company shares in the disappointment that comes with the changes, especially on short notice. It's offering generous compensation programs that offer guests and travel partners an alternative to the Cuba stop, and it still needs to pay travel agent commissions, which are protected. J.P. Morgan is ending an experiment to offer younger customers a digital banking app geared to their needs, along with access to some branches. The company is shutting down Finn, a no-fee app, and will transfer money to new Chase checking and savings account. You'll need to switch to Chase's mobile app. Wall Street will be reacting today to the May employment report. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Hi, I'm John, Prairie Gardens Plant Expert. If you're brand new to gardening, I always try to set you up with some easy-to-grow plants. Just a couple questions. Whether I would ask you whether you have sun and shade, and we have specific plants that would grow in those areas.
Come into Prairie Gardens today. We're here to answer all your garden questions.
Master gardeners, a lot of times it's just a collaboration. I'd be happy to talk with anybody. Sometimes we all can learn different things.
We'll help you create your extraordinary garden today at Prairie Gardens. Springfield and Duncan, Champaign.
We started 5 years ago, in March, actually. So we're 5 years in the business, kind of taking our passion to grow the business. Everybody that we hire is good with people, good with customers. Everyone cares about the work they're doing, especially in storm situations as well. I always recommend using local contractors, guys that are there after the storm. When they call Freedom Roofing, you get an answer phone call, quick service. We follow up with the customers after the job. Our final job cleanup is second to none. Find me at Freedom Champaign.
Thank you, Kurt Kaiser. Here we go. ESPN 93.5, late edition of our sports ahead of Mike Ditka and Brother Johnny. Diane?
Well, the finale for the St. Louis Cardinals and Cincinnati Reds in that series turned out to be a win. Now we're setting up a good contest from Wrigley as we have the St. Louis Cardinals and Chicago Cubs going at it at 1:20. You can hear the action here on ESPN 93.5 or Cubs fans over on US 105.9. Let's get your Redbird recap.
Well, the Cardinals split with Cincinnati with the rain out in the three-game series. It came down to just two, and the Cardinals with a very timely win on that home run by the Cardinals shortstop in the seventh inning made it 3-1, and that's the way it winds up, a 3-1 victory, Michael.
Yeah, you know, you used the word timely, Mike. I thought timely also applies to what Dakota Hudson was able to do. He gave him a chance to win, good defense behind him. But what can you say about John Gant, man? I mean, this guy just comes in and just does a job every time he's needed. And I don't know where we would be without him.
Well, he's 5-0 now, and he also has three saves and just added up, and you can tell exactly where we'd be, and it sure wouldn't be in the hunt. That's for certain. Cardinals will be in Chicago today now, and it's Miles Michaelis against Cole Hamels, a really good pitching matchup. And we'll have a pregame show for you at 12:25 with the play-by-play at 1:10. Cards-Cubs, always exciting there in Wrigley Field today.
This season, take in a Cardinals game like an MVP. All-inclusive tickets are on sale now and feature a full buffet, complimentary bar, plus a great view of the game with lots of great areas to choose from, like the UMB Champions Club, Proficient Red Jacket Club, Coca-Cola scoreboard patio, and more. There's something for every budget. Leave your wallet at home and get your 2019 all-inclusive tickets now at cardinals.com/all-inclusive. St. Louis Cardinals, time to fly.
Colorado Rockies beat Chicago 3-1 yesterday. So now the Cubs, with Milwaukee beating Miami 5-1, are tied for first. And the Cardinals are 2.5 back, right?
Yeah, no, it's Cubs got Craig Kimbrell. So now they're feeling it. It's going to be 3 weeks, though, before this guy can pitch. And then, you know, step in the middle of a season. We'll see. If he's Craig Kimbrell, if he's the same guy, Cubby's got a good shot to win a World Series again.
That's right. Chicago White Sox, with the day off yesterday, will be in Kansas City with a 7:15 start tonight. The National Collegiate Baseball Writers Association have U of I and Parkland transfer Garrett Acton in their sights as one of six who could get the Stopper of the Year award.
Oh, good.
19 saves from Garrett.
Yeah.
And that'll be awarded on June 15th. The Blues won 2-1 over Boston yesterday.
In Boston, now they can win a Stanley Cup at home.
That's right. They are up 3-2 Sunday at 7 in St. Louis. I looked at the ticket prices, $1,600, it said, for the lowest price.
Well, it's never happened.
I know.
This is historic. If the Blues could win a Stanley Cup, it would really cap off a Cinderella year.
In the French Open, Federer and Nadal are going at it right now.
All right, 727, Busey ranked among one of the top employers in the state for the fourth consecutive year. Best Companies Group and Daily Herald Business Ledger did all kinds of things to get to this point of saying, yep, they're in there again. Survey and awards program identifies, recognizes, honors the best places of employment in the entire state, and Busey is among 18 companies recognized in the large employer category. The organization evaluated on workplace policies, practices, and demographics. Next, Busey Associates were surveyed on their experience. 75% of the total evaluation are from the people. Busey wants to thank its dedicated associates for making this acknowledgement possible. Five lines of business: personal, mortgage, business, cash management, and wealth management. Busey, your premier provider for financial solutions. From buying a home, saving for your child's education, to planning for retirement and beyond, partner with Busey. Name 2019 Best Places to Work in Illinois. Call 800-67-BUSEY. Visit Busey.com. Stop by one of Busey's many convenient locations. Investment products and services are not FDIC insured. May lose value. No bank guarantee. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
We had a few texts in to 359-2255. Ted had talked about Rodney being down in Carbondale for the Trump convention. Exactly right to be concerned about Bernie in 2020 with the way these college kids are voting, mentioning the Champaign County Sheriff as an example. Another Ted texted in about Mike Ditka. Ask him what he thinks about Chicago being the 51st state.
All right, I will.
Okay, then.
Stand by, Coach Ditka, Brother Johnny, coming up next. And as far as who the Democratic nominee will be, I don't know. I don't think it's Joe Biden. I think he'll be tugged too far left. And if the 25 far, far left members of the Democratic Party have the say, it's going to be somebody pretty left. We'll see. Coach and Johnny next.
Spring is here and it's time to golf at Stone Creek. My name is Becky Beach. I'm the PGA golf professional at Stone Creek Golf Club. This year we are celebrating our 20th anniversary with golf course and golf shop specials. Please stop by our fully stocked golf shop for all of your Stone Creek and Fighting Illini apparel. To reserve a tee time for our championship golf course, please call us at 217-367-3000 or book a tee time online at stonecreekgolfclub.com. We look forward to seeing you during our 20th anniversary celebration.
At Honda BMW, they believe in letting you make the choice when you're ready. And now you don't even need to come into their award-winning dealership to buy your car if you don't want to. Just go to drivechampaign.com. Click on the type of vehicle you're interested in and look to the right-hand side of the page. It says Express Purchase. That means you can buy a car on your computer right now, only at the award-winning Honda BMW Express Purchase. Go to drivechampaign.com. Chemical Maintenance Incorporated, Betsy and Brad Parks, they've got all your janitorial supplies, dedicated service. They've been there a long time. And, man, are they good with their service. You need something repaired? You got some sort of cleaning thingy? That's what I call them. You can have them fix it. Go to CMIClean.com or call 359-6262. Bloomington Road in Champaign. They've got it all. CMI in Champaign.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. A reversal on abortion from former Vice President Joe Biden now saying he opposes the Hyde Amendment, which prevents federal health care money to pay for abortions.
I can't justify leaving millions of women without access to the care they need and the ability to exercise their constitutionally protected rights.
He spoke in Atlanta. Some other Democrats running for president had criticized him on the issue. He says about his former support of the ban that times have changed. President Trump says about Republicans in Congress opposing tariffs on Mexican imports as pressure to do more about illegal immigration into the U.S.
They should be saying we're with the president. We'll do whatever he wants to do. And Mexico would fold like an umbrella.
The president with Fox's Laura Ingraham. Those 5% and escalating monthly tariffs kick in Monday if the president isn't convinced the Mexican government is doing enough on illegal immigration. The new jobs report is out. The economy adding 75,000 jobs last month. The unemployment rate steady at 3.6%. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Champaign police have made a second arrest in the investigation into the death of 16-year-old David Sankey. 22-year-old Jaquavian Faust of Champaign was arrested yesterday. Back on August 28th of last year at about 8:30 in the evening, Champaign police responded to Paula Drive and Larkspur Lane. After getting reports of shots fired, upon arrival, police found a teenage male, later identified as Sankey, suffering from a life-threatening gunshot wound. He was taken to Carl Hospital, where he died from his injuries. Bond on the warrant for Faust was set at $2 million. Two people from Champaign are accused of trying to use someone else's credit card at an area retailer. 36-year-old Charnell Brown was charged with felony burglary and theft with deceptive practices. 24-year-old Chanel Jackson was charged with felony identity theft and burglary. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Well, at Honda BMW, drivechampaign.com is where you can get started. But, boy, they've got it with their pre-owned. They've got it with their Honda and the full line of whatever you want to get into. We're looking at that hatchback Civic. We're looking at another Odyssey. The Pilot is fantastic, as is the Passport. And, of course, you've got the CR-V, which I really like. It just sits a little higher and very, very affordable. I think some of the deals they have are phenomenal. Then you go to BMW, and you want to test drive something there? Yeah, that's a driving machine now. Yeah, be careful. You want to set that one on cruise? Because they like to run a little faster. Honda BMW, award-winning service, award-winning dealership, great people. Say hey to Ben Quattrone or Christian Wallace or Tommy or Craig or Dale or Ken. All there at Honda BMW, drivechampaign.com, off Neil at Burwash in Savoy. Coach and Johnny next.
Hello, this is Shane Coulter from Country Arbor's Nursery. In 1865, my great-great-grandfather, Robert Blaine Coulter, came to Central Illinois with dreams of growing plants for a living. Five generations and 144 years later, I'm proud to say we're still growing plants for Central Illinois. We're still a business where you can come out to the store and see the faces you've seen for decades. We know the employees by name. If you had our landscape crew come out 20 years ago to build your patio or plant your trees, those are the same exact guys coming out today. If you want to find out more about our history, our people, and especially our plants, you can go to countryarbors.com. I'm Shane from Country Arbor's Nursery, and have a nice day.
Experience Naya, Asian-inspired Italian cuisine, now open at 212 East Green Street in Champaign. Celebrating food and people is what they do best.
My name is Ann. My husband and I had dinner at Naya, and we loved every dish. We visited Rome a few months ago, and this is a true, authentic Italian menu. I'm telling all my friends about Naya.
Have a new and exciting dining experience right here in the heart of the Midwest at Naya. Now open at 212 East Green.
Hey you, are you looking to the big box stores for cabinetry? You are simply just a number. They couldn't possibly care about each individual cabinet and countertop that will go in your kitchen or bathroom. Luther Falls not only gives you the attentive service and installation you need for your project, but they also won't be beat with their prices. If you can't afford Luther Falls cabinets, you can't afford cabinets. Contact Luther Falls by going to their website at remodelingchampaign.com or give them a call at 356-4060.
Hey, it's Rhonda Lash, loan officer with CIBM Bank. We know some of you are exploring, and we know some of you are expecting, and some looking to retire from your first house, one big enough for all the kids, to that warm vacation escape. So that's why why we want to make it easy and lend you the money that you need. So come see me, Rhonda Lash, at CIBM Bank.
Upgrading or buying? Email rhonda.lash@cibmmortgage.com or call 390-9310. NMLS number 1772943.
Hi, it's Stevie J. When I needed a new roof, I called Roof Doctors. Actually called a lot of roofing companies, good estimates. But you know, I felt great talking to Randy. I felt that he was honest, reliable, and affordable, and I felt I could trust him. You know what? I was right. They did a terrific job. After they did my roof, I had him do my mom's roof. You know how much you have to like a company to recommend to your mom? With 30 years of experience and the best warranties, call today for a free estimate at 328-7529 or go to roofdoctorsco.com.
Need to wax your car but can't find the time? New 303 Touchless Sealant is the faster, better, smarter way. Spray on and rinse off. That's it. Get that Just Wax shine and protection in minutes, adding hours back into your day. The brilliant protective shine in 303 Touchless Sealant lasts up to 6 months, twice as long as traditional wax. It works great on glass and wheels, too. More protection and shine, less effort and time. Available at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop. Amazing selection, price, and style. On hardwoods, laminates, carpet, and tile. Low prices on high fashion. Step up the flooring that gets a wow reaction. See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop. Flooring Surface is your first stop.
Golf season is finally here, and Willow Pond Golf Course in Rancho is the place to play. Willow Pond is starting the season off right with great rates, $25 on weekdays and $30 on weekends. The Willow Pond Senior Special is back this year. Golf Monday through Friday with a cart for just $20. Located on the historic Chanute Air Force Base, Willow Pond also offers excellent food and drinks at the 19th hole bar and grill. Come out and play and see why Willow Pond is one of the top public courses in Central Illinois. Weather brought to you by Watts Copy Systems, your local copier printer specialist in Champaign-Urbana for the past 35 years. WattsCopy.com.
Sunny and breezy. Today's high 84, 61 our low tonight. 78 the high tomorrow. A few more clouds, a 20% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms, low 66 in the evening. The scattered shower chance at 50% on Sunday. Otherwise, partly cloudy, high 80, low 65. 68 now. ESPN 93.5.
Somebody last week said, who is Brother Johnny? And I shouldn't assume that for the last 20 years.
That's true.
Kind of been called Brother Johnny. He is my Brother John.
Uh-huh.
And he's in New Orleans. Johnny!
Hey, Stevie J. How's it going?
Good. Coach Mike Ditka from Chicago. How are you, Coach?
I'm doing good, guys. How are you?
I am still feeling the effects of dinner with Coach on Tuesday. We went up to the restaurant for the triplets 22nd birthday. Coach, your food is amazing. The company was amazing. You and Diana are amazing. You don't look what you are. You look youthful. Looks like you could still catch and run with the football.
Well, I might be able to catch it, but I wouldn't run with it.
No, thank you, Coach. It's a Ditka's restaurant on Chestnut and also Oak Brook. It's fantastic. The steaks are amazing. Johnny was on FaceTime with us, said, Coach, watch your hand. Steve's about to eat a steak, so...
We'll chew your food, Steve.
Well, it was fun. It was good seeing you guys and your families. It was fun.
Great. It was great. Okay, we begin with D-Day. Yesterday, the 75th anniversary of Omaha, of Normandy, of the change in World War II.
We are gathered here on freedom's altar, on these shores, on these bluffs, on this day 75 years ago. 10,000 men shed their blood and thousands sacrificed their lives for their brothers, for their countries, and for the survival of liberty. Today we remember those who fell and we honor all who fought right here in Normandy. They won back this ground for civilization to more than 170 veterans of the Second World War who join us today. You are among the very greatest Americans who will ever live. You are the pride of our nation. You are the glory of our republic. and we thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
It was as good a speech as I've ever heard Donald Trump deliver, and even MSNBC and CNN and all the liberal networks said it was great, and some commentators, Johnny, said, well, that wasn't Trump. That just wasn't Trump. It was outstanding on a big day, an important day to remember our history.
Yeah, that was amazing. That still is a real turning point in human history, in modern human history. All those landing crafts, Steve, were built here in New Orleans by Higgins. You can see it at the World War II Museum. They had thousands of those crafts, you know, the ones that they, you know, beached and then ran out of the landing craft to get to. Mike, I can't imagine what was going on there, but boy, oh boy.
We ought to be very thankful as a nation for those who came before us, because they certainly had the courage and the initiative to do the things that had to be done. And they had to make tough calls, too. And it's not easy to say, we're going to do this or we're going to, but they did it. And they did it. They didn't look back. They didn't whine about it. They didn't cry about it. They didn't make excuses about it. They did it. And they knew what they were getting into. They knew what they were going into when they went over there. And it was tough, and we lost a lot of great men and a lot of great people.
Well, that was.
Steve, is one thing just running through the water at the beach with the machine guns firing, but then they went up the cliffs with people shooting at them.
You've
seen those cliffs? Just climbing the cliffs. You've enjoyed that challenge, but holy Toledo.
No, and then John, the first wave lost 90%. I mean, it was just straight into the crossfire, and it's just unbelievable, the bravery. And somewhere over the course of time since this generation, we got softer, we got more sensitive, we got expectant. You owe me. What do you mean I have to come in at what time? What happened? Where did it happen? What point did it cross over to where you don't roll up your sleeves and you expect somebody to give you something?
Well, it didn't happen with everybody. It just happened with a certain segment of our society who believes that they're entitled. They're entitled to everything. And you're entitled to what you earn in life, not everything. You got a job, you work. Your parents work. My parents work. My dad worked on the steel mill and on the railroad that serviced the steel mill. And he worked, and he was a car repair man. He burned, welded and stuff like that. And he came home, he had burns on him. His clothes were all burned up. But you know what? That was his job. That's what he did. He brought home a wage for a family, and he fed us, and he had enough money to go get a beer. I mean, that was what life was all about. We didn't have anything, but we had everything because we had a family. People don't look at it that way anymore.
Well, and two, at that point in time, you had to work.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
The thing is, Steve, it didn't change at one point. It changed over time, and we just got really smarter and smarter with technology. And you just don't have to do that to survive anymore, because we'll take care of you. And so that's what happens, and then you take it for granted.
Well,
you forget about the guys like Mr. Dick working like that, or the guys climbing the cliffs. Forget about it. You don't even know. A lot of the kids don't know about it, Mike. They don't. They're just like, oh, yeah, I heard something about that. But, you know,
the fear is that this country and its liberties, you can't take it for granted. You might actually lose it. How do we reclaim that rolling up the sleeves, working on the railroad, burning the steel? How do we get that drive and appreciation back?
I don't know if you can, Steve. I really don't. We live in a different generation. And when people tell you that you don't have to work and we'll take care of you and this and that, and that's what they're saying. And to me, it becomes pathetic, because your self-worth, your value you have on yourself, depends on your self-esteem and how you look at yourself. And when you go out and you work a full day, you put in the, you know, you do the right things in life, then you feel good about who you are. And I think that's a lot of the reasons that we have a lot of the problems we have in our society. I don't think they feel very good about who they are.
Mm. Well, I think, Steve, too, you have to learn why people haven't had the freedom we have. Why doesn't everybody have it? Because it's not easy. You have to fight for it, and you have to understand how do people lose their freedom. You have to learn that and take it seriously. Yeah. Otherwise, it's kind of like the frog in the boiling water. where he sits, it's nice, it's warm, and it's harder and harder. And by the time you realize he's getting cooked, it's too hot for him to jump out. And then it's over. And that's what I see happening slowly. We just keep taking down these barriers and these values that, well, that really doesn't matter. And, oh, this, okay. Well, he was lying, but that's okay. And then before you know it, the rules change. Yeah. And you're seeing that happen right in front of you.
It's very scary. And I remember Katrina. Obviously, you remember it better than me, but I remember how chaotic and anarchy-like it got in 24 hours when they were taking random shots at the levee at the people trying to fix it, and you saw your home with a military troop, group of soldiers, because the thing was out of hand. It happened in a few days. It can happen again.
Well, it sure can.
It's a scary, scary
thing. And it's just a matter of discipline, and each individual has to be responsible for knowing how to keep their freedom. You can't do it for everybody. That's the hard part right there.
Mexican tariffs. This morning, there appears to be movement. Some Mexican troops to try and slow the migration north.
When you're the piggy bank that everybody steals and robs from, and they deceive you, and they like they've been doing for 25 years, tariffs are a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful word if you know how to use them properly. Republicans should love what I'm doing. They're letting millions of people walk up through their country, and they shouldn't let anybody walk up through their country.
The tariffs are supposed to hit Monday, Johnny, but could it possibly work to where they actually do something about this in Mexico?
Sure. It could. They can do something. It's a problem for them, too, but they're not doing much at all right now. But and I appreciate the effort to get them to help. But let's look at the United States Congress. How do you invite, Mike, how do you invite the rest of the world to come on in? Just show up. Don't do anything. You don't have to have anything. Just come on in. It's okay. And we're going to stop these racists from blocking your way. Mm. What in the world is going on with that? It's just beyond words that we're gonna fight to let the border collapse. I don't understand that at all. That's one of the most inexplicable things of all the things the politics has presented. That's just one of the most biggest mysteries of all time. It's like a death wish or something for the entire country.
Well, we've had immigration rules on the books for a lot, long time, and they've thrown them out. I mean, what they've done is disgraceful, and really, it really serves nobody's interest. The people to come in, they end up being nothing. I mean, usually criminals, and there are people who rob and plunder because they don't have anything. They don't have an opportunity to get a job because of the way they came in.
Okay, on uniting the country, Donald Trump, the president of the United States, was talking to Laura Ingraham last night.
I think success should unite the country, but I will tell you, the more successful we become, the more angry people like Nancy Pelosi, who don't have what it takes, they don't know what's going on, they get angry.
Well, that's true, and I don't know how you stop that, except it's 2020 on the horizon, so there's nothing he can do that they would applaud, I don't think.
Yeah. Nope. No, and that's exactly right. I mean, it has come to the point now where they know that what he has done is right and what he's doing is right for the country, but they just don't have the courage to admit it, and they're never going to admit it.
Well, and I think that what you can do is at least Google San Francisco. They've got tents along the sidewalks. They can't clean up. They can't handle the people in the street. That's what Nancy Pelosi is trying to export to the rest of us. That's where we're going.
That's a joke. I mean, you know, and I go back to I played football out there, and I started playing in the early 60s out in San Francisco. And, boy, that was a wonderful trip to make that trip to San Francisco. It was great. And then you saw, you know, even over those years, you saw all the changes that came with the hippies and the whippies and the wappies and the goofies. And, I mean, it was incredible what happened out there. So it's become a junk city is what it is.
It's such a shame. Such a beautiful, beautiful city. Mike, we had a texter in. Ask Coach what he thinks about Chicago becoming the 51st state. There's a state legislator in the southern part of the state saying we'd be fine without north of I-80. Chicago should be its own state.
I don't want to go there. That's a little goofy. I mean, people, you know, that makes no sense at all, you know. Where the hell is the state of Illinois? is a great state, but I mean, Chicago is a pretty good city, regardless if you like it or not. I don't like the politics of it.
Yeah.
I don't like some of the things that happen, but it's a pretty darn good city.
Yeah, I think so too. Although, if south of I-80 was its own state, we could probably eliminate state income tax and
cut property
tax.
Well,
Chicago costs a lot of money.
If we just had term limits, I think it'd be better. I mean, I don't think being there for life's a good idea for any politician. And Johnny, I know you believe the same thing. So.
Well, you know what? The old saying, you get what you tolerate. And so if the voters of this city tolerate that, that's what they're going to get. That's all there is to it.
You're right. Okay, finally, Golden State does not look like they're going to win an NBA title. They're too hurt and they can't do it, but Klay Thompson's supposed to play tonight. The incident involving Kyle Lowry from Toronto falling into the front row and then a investor from Golden State shoving him and now has been banned the rest of the year in order to pay $500,000 for putting his hands on one of the players.
Yeah, well, it was
fine. What, $500,000?
Yeah, $500,000,
and he's
collecting it.
Well, he was ripping.
Well, and Lowry was pretty hot, but I got to tell you about the Raptors. And one thing, Mike, you felt the crowd behind you, and of course, a whole city behind you. What if you have a whole country behind you?
Exactly.
Canada's going crazy.
You guys are
going nuts. But
Canada's never had this. So yeah.
Pretty good.
But they're playing great.
Yeah, nobody hears about them. You know, there's no write-ups about them. We talk about all the other things down here, and you don't hear Toronto. You don't hear anything about them up there.
No.
We don't anyway.
Yeah. Hey, Coach.
Well, I got a smile watching them, and they're great. But there's not a Canadian on the team.
No, not at all.
That's true. Hey, restaurant's going to be really buzzing this weekend. Cubs and Cardinals at Wrigley. The restaurant always heats up for this. It's always a great rivalry, and your restaurant's going to be really crowded for the next few days, Coach.
Well, I hope so. It's always good for business when you have that. But the Cubs are good for everything. I mean, I grew up a Cardinal fan because of Mutual. So it's going to be a big weekend in Chicago.
Coach Johnny, always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Hey, Steve, I got to tell you one thing.
Yeah.
Headline today: Malcolm John Remenick Jr. died. He was known to you as Dr. John, and he passed away a couple of days ago.
Right place, wrong time.
So
was that Dr. John?
That's our big headline down here in New Orleans. Dr. John.
Dr. John. I'll try and play a clip from him in the next show.
77 years old.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate you.
All right. God bless you.
All right, bye-bye.
God bless you. That's Mike Ditka, Brother Johnny. Coach in Chicago, Johnny in New Orleans.
Oh, it's a great conversation.
Right place, wrong time, Dr. John?
I think so.
Must have been right place.
That's right.
Wrong. That's New Orleans, Dr. John.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good. I'll play that. I forgot. I was going to try and look up a Dr. John because he had some hits, but not too many.
Uh-huh.
All right, 7:53. Let's get your weekend weather forecast, ESPN 93.5.
We've got partly cloudy conditions today. Breezy, high 84, 61 our low tonight. More clouds on tomorrow's forecast. High 78, low 66. Chance of a scattered shower or thunderstorm at 20%. That's a 50% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms on Sunday. High 80, low 65. We're currently at 70, ESPN 93.5.
Had Congressman Rodney Davis join us earlier in the hour. What did he say about the prospects of impeachment? I'll play that clip for you coming up. It's Friday. I met my wife on this day.
It did.
June 7, 1984. She walked into my radio studio where I was a number one rated weightlifting woman magnet wannabe.
Oh, yeah.
Disc jockey.
The tight shirt, the high hair.
All of that.
You had it all, Stevie.
Had it going on. She walked into my studio 10:02 on June 7, 1984, but who remembers? And I looked at her and I said, man, wow. I whistled and said, you sure are pretty. Whew. Couldn't believe how pretty she was.
And she was doing stuff with the Champagne County
Fair. She was the queen.
Okay.
She was the reigning queen coming in to do an interview about the upcoming pageant.
Okay.
Anyway, great day today. News coming up.